Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name's Toby Liss, and I go to the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry. I'm studying plant ecology. So I work mostly with green roof plants and looking at ways that we can make green roofs function better for human purposes by studying and understanding how the plants interact with each other. My herb that I picked is sassafras, a tree, Sassafras albidium. So I picked this herb because, well, to me, it's a really beautiful tree. It occurs in the area where I grew up. It's really beautiful in the fall. The leaves turn like a very pretty yellow color, or sometimes kind of a deep orange. And when I was working as an environmental educator, it was really easy to teach other people how to identify this tree because it has these unique mitten-shaped leaves. Some of the time it has different leaf shapes, but one of the shapes looks like a mitten. And it also has a really, really wonderful smell when you just sort of take your fingernail and scratch the bark. The range for sassafras is from Canada through the south of the eastern United States, all the way through Texas and Florida and up to Maine. So the smell is similar to a root beer smell, and they actually used to make root beer with it, but then they discovered that it was carcinogenic, so that was outlawed. Some people still do make like teas and drinks out of it. Native Americans have used it for different medicinal uses, but the use that I thought was kind of the most interesting was as a fire starter, because it has aromatic compounds, it has a high oil content in the wood, so it starts fires easily. I thought that was a pretty interesting use that I didn't know about until I was reading more about it.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.